At the top of the news this Saturday evening, Pope Benedict XVI has just concluded a solemn sung Vespers service in the Melkite Cathedral of St. George in Amman, Jordan. It was the final public event for the Holy Father at the end of what was a very busy day, his first full day on this pilgrimage to the Holy Land. The director of English programming at Vatican Radio, Sean Patrick Lovett, is in Jordan and was with the Holy Father to witness the singing of the evening praise of God. He joins us now live on the line. Good evening, Sean.
Hello, Chris Deary, and good evening to all our listeners. In fact, we're following the papal motorcade even as we speak. We've just come out of that Vespers service, and we are on our way back to the Nunciature. It is the end of the day.
Sean, can you share with us your impressions of the service? Can you paint the picture for us?
Christopher, yes. Well, it had two main parts. I think it was characterized by two moments. The top and the middle part was sort of very liturgical and very long. The top and the tail were more like an outpouring of popular participation. There were lots of women's religious orders present, Carmelites and Dominicans and missionaries of charity, but there were also scouts and members of Caritas and Catholic associations. You've got to remember also that we are in the Middle East, and you don't hide your feelings here. So even though they'd been practicing singing for about 4 hours, when the Pope did come in, cries of Vive il Papa and chants of Benedetto drowned out anything else, with aplomb being thrown to the winds and people standing on benches and waving anything that came to hand, banners and books and scarves and even hands and flags.
But there was also there was a more somber element, a more serious element, equally uplifting perhaps. Though I was particularly struck by one of the things the Holy Father said in his homily. He told his hosts, and there were other Christian leaders from other churches and other communities present as well. He told them all that their presence in this society, in Jordanian society, and in the larger society in the Middle East, he called it a marvelous sign of the hope that defines us as Christian. This is a sentiment that the Holy Father has expressed on more than one occasion now during his pilgrimage. Would it be a mistake to characterize this as one of the main motifs of his pilgrimage?
Well, he's certainly here, as he said even before he arrived, to encourage the Christian presence, to encourage those who want to leave or thinking of leaving, to reinforce the Christian presence in the Holy Land. But he's also said very clearly that he's here to encourage dialogue and peaceful coexistence amongst religions. And that's certainly what we saw today at all the major events, but particularly at the visit to the mosque in the late morning.
Sean, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be talking to you again very soon.
My pleasure. Bye for now.